Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Tom Elias, and Tom has written a book on the Pazinski breakthrough about Dr. Stanislaus Pazinski, who came up with a treatment for cancer, and what was his reward? Well, the government tried to send him to prison for almost 300 years, certainly on a legal technicality. Now, you have to understand, if you were indicted by the federal government and you go to trial, if you are foolish enough to go to trial, 97% of the cases, 97% of the cases are lost and the people go to prison. It would have been much easier for Dr. Pazinski to have pleaded guilty and gotten a slap on the wrist, but he took a chance on going to trial to risk going to prison for 300 years because he was curing people with cancer and helping many others. But it's an incredible, incredible story. Fortunately, Dr. Pazinski is out. Now, of course, everything is done to discredit him. Everything is done to suppress effective treatments for cancer. After all, aren't there too many people in the world? We actually have four CD sets. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians, where they quote one of the most important people in the nation some years ago. He was the medical director for Planned Parenthood, who said, there are too many people in the world. They're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. They might as well die of cancer. That 4CD set is well worthwhile getting hold of and listening to understand, because it explains why they would try to destroy Dr. Pazinski. Tom, you pick up the story because you know it far better than I do.
Well, Dr. Stan, first of all, it's a pleasure to be with you this morning. Always a pleasure. Well, Dr. Stanislaus Pazinski, back in the late 1960s, when he was a medical student in Poland before he immigrated to the United States, he discovered some compounds, peptides, combinations of amino acids, which occur naturally in the blood and urine of healthy people, that appear to be lacking in the blood of many cancer patients. And he theorized that if you could reinfuse these, if you could put these compounds back into people with cancers, that you might get rid of the cancers. And it took after that about 30 years before anyone understood how this process worked. But now we have a pretty full understanding of how it works. And the treatment has saved the lives of well over 1,000 people that Dr. Pazinski has treated, and it continues to be effective against a whole great variety of different kinds of cancers. And the way it works is that it goes after the disease cells, the cells that are multiplying without any kind of control on it and forming tumors, but it leaves the healthy cells alone. And as a result, it doesn't have the same kinds of toxic side effects as the standard treatments of chemotherapy and radiation. And of course, once the medical establishment caught wind of the fact that Dr. Brzezinski was using his treatment and being successful with it, he began running afoul of the medical establishment. The first outfit that fingered him for doing this was the Harris County Medical Society. That's Houston, Texas. And Houston, of course, is where Dr. Brzezinski has operated since the early 1970s. And where he has a clinic today. But the, once the Harris County Medical Society went after Dr. Brzezinski, it wasn't long before the FDA and the, State of Texas Medical Board went after him also. And so we had a series of events all through the 1980s and the 1990s and on into this century, where the authorities persecuted Brzezinski, and in the process they persecuted his patients. It's really a dramatic story, and I tell it in great detail in my book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, which is subtitled The Most Promising Cancer Treatment and the Government's Campaign to Squelch It. And I know you carry the book, Dr. Stan.
We do, and we think it's an important book because it is a reflection of the fact that there is an infiltration of organized medicine. I know I was part of it. And I will tell you that the organized medicine, the AMA, American Medical Association, and in California, where I live, the California Medical Association, are largely controlled by people who don't represent the doctors. They represent part of an establishment, and one of their primary objectives is to actively suppress effective treatment for cancer. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the FDA has attacked Dr. Brzezinski in many different ways over the years. First, in the 1980s, they denied him investigative new drug permits that would have allowed him to conduct clinical trials on his using his treatment to give it a thorough test. Now, the reason they did this, they said, is because Brzezinski's treatment in the labs proved not to be effective against cancers in mice. And there's a particular strain of mouse, whose name is detailed in my book, which has been used in laboratories all over the world for most of the last 50 years. And the peptides that Dr. Brzezinski calls antineoplasms, these combinations of amino acids, are unique to human beings. So you can infuse them into mice, and they'll have no effect at all. But that says nothing about whether they're effective on people. And, of course, it's now more than 30 years after the FDA first went after Dr. Brzezinski, and the FDA has come around, finally, to a certain extent. Just a couple of years ago, they gave Dr. Brzezinski's orphan drug designation against two particular types of brain tumors that the standard treatments have virtually no effect against. These are brainstem gliomas and optical pathway gliomas. And these tumors are a little bit, they look a little bit, if you look at them in an MRI scan, they look a little like silly putty. They wrap themselves around the brain stem.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan, and we're getting back to Tom Elias and his story of the Brzezinski breakthrough. And, of course, what Dr. Brzezinski has had to put up with, because organized medicine has suppressed his treatment, done everything they could to put him in prison, to take away his medical license, and to prevent him from curing people. Now, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the average doctor certainly wants to do what's best for you. I know, I work with him, so they have lived with organized medicine, and I admire the dedication of most doctors who are really want to help their patients. But you must understand that within medicine, there's a fraternity. They work together, and they believe that their leaders would never lie to them, that all these articles would never appear in the medical press. There would be, frankly, distortions of what's going on, but the truth of the matter is, that's exactly what is going on. And as a result, the average doctor has no idea how effective these treatments are. That's why you need to learn, why you need to educate your doctor, because Dr. Brzezinski's treatments do work, they do help, and there are many people alive today who would have been dead otherwise had they stayed with traditional medicine. Go right ahead, Tom.
Yeah, so I was mentioning how effective the Brzezinski treatment is against certain brain tumors, and in fact, he's achieved a 5-year survival rate against brainstem gliomas and glioblastoma brain tumors. That was the type of tumor that Senator Ted Kennedy had before he died, and that's a 40% 5-year survival rate against those tumors is actually quite spectacular. Because the 5-year survival rate against the same tumors for the standard treatments of chemotherapy and radiation is about 0.5%, which makes the Brzezinski treatment, and these numbers come from FDA certified clinical trials conducted at the Brzezinski Clinic under FDA supervision. That makes the Brzezinski treatment 80 times more effective than the standard treatments. And yet, many insurance companies still refuse to cover it, and most doctors will not send you there. And as a result, Dr. Brzezinski usually sees only patients who are desperate, who have failed the standard treatments and suffered the kind of debilitating physical problems that the standard treatments bring on. And that makes his results even more spectacular, because if he were dealing with people that hadn't been compromised by the standard treatments, the side effects of those treatments, then his results would be even better, because he wouldn't be seeing such frail people. And here's the real rub. The federal government, the National Cancer Institute, the Food and Drug Administration have known for more than 20 years that this drug is effective. They learned this for absolute certain in 1991 when they sent a team of physicians down to Houston to review some of Brzezinski's cases. Now, at that time, Dr. Brzezinski prepared a prepared 30 case histories for this panel from the National Cancer Institute to go over. The panel was headed by Dr. Nicholas Patsouris, who now is at the at Georgetown University School of Medicine, but at the time was a scientist at the NCI. And he came back and he reported to the NCI. They actually only looked at seven of the cases out of the 30 that Brzezinski had prepared for them. But seven was enough because they could see the dramatic effect that the Brzezinski treatment had had on reducing the tumors they were looking at. And so they came back and they reported to their bosses that this treatment was working. And on October the 31st of 1991, that's more than 22 years ago, Dr. Michael Friedman, who at the time was the number two man at the National Cancer Institute, he was the associate director in charge of the Cancer Therapy Evaluation Program, he wrote a memo to one of his colleagues, which I'm looking at right now, copy of that memo, and he said, anti-neoplastins deserve a closer look. He said, the human brain tumor responses are real. So what did the National Cancer Institute do after they determined that the human brain tumor responses are real? In other words, that memo proves that even though the Food and Drug Administration and the National Cancer Institute spent the next 20 years, most of the next 20 years, calling Dr. Brzezinski a fraud, that they were lying. They knew that this treatment was anything but a fraud. So what did the NCI do after this? Well, they set about trying to develop the treatment on their own, to go around Brzezinski and to deprive him of his patents that he had taken out from the United States Patent Office. And over a period of the next 5 years, between 1991 and 1995, the National Cancer Institute developed, and got certified five patents of its own that are essentially copycat patents of Dr. Brzezinski's. You look at the chemical molecular drawings in their patents, you look at the drawings in Dr. Brzezinski's patents, they're identical. And these patents then, the development rights for these patents were sold to a pharmaceutical company called Elan Pharmaceutical, and the National Institutes of Health, the National Cancer Institute, was supposed to get a large royalty from any proceeds that Elan Pharmaceutical might get. But of course, before the government could exploit these patents that they had copied, essentially, from Brzezinski, they had to get Brzezinski out of the way. Otherwise, he could have sued Elon for everything they were worth the minute they began to market a drug that was based on his patents. That would have been a patent infringement lawsuit, and those happen all the time. You constantly hear about Google and Microsoft going against each other in patent infringement lawsuits. Who invented what first? But in this case, it was quite clear what was copied because the NCI scientist who conducted this research, who developed the patents for the government, a woman by the name of Dr. Dvorit Samid, she had gotten material from Dr. Brzezinski to work with. She had requested it from Brzezinski. She had written to him, and I've got copies of the correspondence. She claimed to be an admirer of Dr. Brzezinski. She wanted to see how the stuff worked. And so he sent her samples. And instead of crediting him, she attempted to defraud him, basically. And she did this on behalf of the United States government. Now, Dr. Dvorit Samid is now a professor at the University of Virginia Medical School in Charlottesville. And I have talked about this with her. She denies it all. She claims she never wrote the letters that I've seen that carry her signature. And this is the kind of stuff we get when we deal with the FDA and the medical establishment as they're dealing with these cancer drugs. But essentially, the government was trying not just to squelch Brzezinski's treatment, but they were trying to steal the same chemical, biochemical formula and give it to a pharmaceutical company. And so, within 1 month of when the National Cancer Institute signed a contract with Elan Pharmaceuticals in 1995, agents of the Food and Drug Administration and the federal firearms and tobacco control agency raided Dr. Brzezinski's clinic and confiscated all his records and chased his patients out, very frail people who were in advanced stages of cancer before they came to Brzezinski. Many people in Brzezinski's waiting room at the time had terminal diagnoses. In other words, they were on their last legs unless Brzezinski's treatment would work for them. These people were essentially herded out of Dr. Brzezinski's waiting room at gunpoint by these federal agents. And Brzezinski's records were confiscated. They were taken to downtown Houston, and they were kept for years in the federal courthouse down there so that whenever Dr. Brzezinski wanted to treat a patient, if he wanted to get their medical records, he had to send somebody downtown to make Xerox copies of his own records from the federal courthouse. Otherwise, he wouldn't have access to them at all. It's just an incredible story. But within 3 months after this raid was conducted, Dr. Brzezinski was indicted on 75 counts of insurance fraud and interstate commerce in an unapproved drug. It took almost 2 years after the indictment, but Dr. Brzezinski was eventually acquitted on all these charges, and the details of the trial, the criminal trial of Dr. Brzezinski, are included there's more than one chapter in my book that takes this up, but there is one full chapter on the trial itself. And it was really quite an interesting trial because the government prosecutors essentially stepped on their own toes. They're tripping all over themselves, making mistakes and contradicting themselves right and left in this trial. But at the same time, as the federal government was pursuing Dr. Brzezinski, remember there was a lawsuit filed against him in the 1980s that sought to close his clinic down. And then later he was indicted, and there were three grand jury investigations of Dr. Brzezinski by the federal government. And two of those grand juries refused to indict Dr. Brzezinski. Finally, the third did. Now, you have to understand that when federal prosecutors go after someone before a grand jury, it's almost unheard of for a grand jury to refuse to indict, because a grand jury proceeding is one-sided. The jurors hear only the evidence the prosecutors bring, and then they determine whether there's any reason to bring someone to trial. And because they hear only the prosecutor's evidence, they don't hear any defense. Somebody who's being investigated by a grand jury cannot put on a defense. They can't cross-examine witnesses. Because of that, it's said that that for a prosecutor to get someone indicted is as easy as eating a ham sandwich. And two grand juries refused to indict Brzezinski. And when he finally came to trial, an actual jury in federal court refused. Now, at the same time as the federal government was going after Brzezinski, so was the state of Texas Medical Board. Over the years since 1980, the Texas Medical Board has pursued Dr. Brzezinski five times. Each time they've tried to lift his license, they've made a whole variety of charges against him. Each time he's won. Each time those charges have been beaten back. Now, quite recently, even after Brzezinski's drug received orphan drug designation from the Food and Drug Administration, which means that the FDA now believes that Brzezinski's drug is the most promising thing out there for use against certain types of brain tumors that I outlined earlier. Despite that, the Texas Medical Board persisted in its latest investigation. And so, as recently as a year ago, while Texas Governor Rick Perry was running for president on a platform of medical freedom and complete freedom for people, no gun control, all kinds of freedoms he wanted for people, his medical board, the people that he appointed, were going after Brzezinski and trying to deprive Brzezinski's patients of the right to seek the treatment of their choice, the treatment that they knew would help them because they'd seen so many other people who were helped by it.
Well, hold that thought, Tom. We're going to be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Delaney's Electric Incorporated and Alt asks listeners, how do you show your gratitude for the sacrifices made by those serving in our military? You can show you care by sending packages to our troops while they're away. Just call your local veterans organization or type military care package into any search engine. This message is from Delaney's Electric Incorporated and Alt. For all your electrical work, call 970-834-1715. That's 970-834-1715. Ranch Restaurant in Greeley reminds everyone the difference between a child safe at home and a child missing can be as little as a few simple rules on how to return home. Set a curfew for your child and have them routinely call to check in with you. This reminder is from Ranch Restaurant, 714 6th Street in Greeley, the perfect place for lunch. Call ahead for orders at 970-356-1411. That's 970-356-1411. Ranch Restaurant in Greeley.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
And of his fullness we have all received. And grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Tom Elias. Tom, would you like to get your website out, let people know how they can get in touch with your information?
Sure, Dr. Stan. For information directly from Dr. Brzezinski, you can go to the Internet at www.brzezinskiclinic.com. Or you can look it up under www.cancermed.com. And then if you want questions answered, I maintain a separate email address where I answer questions specifically about my book on Dr. Brzezinski and questions about the Brzezinski treatment. And for that, you go to, you can write me at burzbook, B-U-R-Z-B-O-O-K, at AOL.com. Now, we were talking about the Texas Medical Board a minute ago, and the most recent case that the Texas Medical Board brought against Dr. Brzezinski accused him of providing substandard treatments to two particular patients. And I'm going to go through the case histories of these patients because they're really quite interesting. But this case ended about a month ago in complete victory for Dr. Brzezinski, by the way. Once again, he fought off the Texas Medical Board, and it's like these people never give up. Once you're on their list, their enemies list, you never get off. So here's what happened. In one of these cases where Brzezinski was accused of providing substandard treatment, a woman came to Dr. Brzezinski, diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer with metastases to the brain, lungs, and liver. This woman had been operated on three times, had received radiation therapy twice, and had exhausted any kind of chemotherapy options that were out there. Her oncologist from a major medical school had referred her to hospice care because he had no further hope for her. He wasn't able to treat her at all anymore. He had done everything he could, and he had given up on her. And she went to the Brzezinski Clinic and in May of 2008, and right away, quickly, with the Brzezinski treatment, she improved markedly. And within less than 2 months, she was able to take a part-time job. Now, remember, this woman was literally on her deathbed. Her doctors had given up on her, and they had arranged for hospice care for her. So she came to Dr. Brzezinski. She sought treatment. He gave her treatment. She improved enough to take a job. And how many people do you hear of, by the way, who've been on hospice care and later come out of it and are able and are in good enough shape to accept a job? I'd never heard of anybody else. So she stopped treatment in any case. She was feeling well. She thought the treatment had done its job and it was over. And against Brzezinski's advice, she stopped treatment on August the 5th of 2008. That's barely 3.5 months after she initially came to Dr. Brzezinski. And a few months later, she died. And you have to understand, it wasn't Brzezinski's responsibility that she dropped out of his treatment. But her husband filed a complaint to the Texas Medical Board and claimed that she had got substandard care from Dr. Brzezinski. And the substandard care this widower accused Brzezinski of providing had done more for her in 2 months than the standard treatments had done for her in 2 years of treatment with three courses of chemotherapy and two courses of radiation. So that was one of the cases that was brought against Brzezinski. The other was a 66-year-old woman who came to the Brzezinski Clinic in March of 2003 for treatment of a very rare but deadly malignant tumor that's called esthesioneuroblastoma, and that's a rare kind of brain tumor. And this had metastasized into the lungs, and it was at stage 2 of lung cancer at that point. Now, the woman had undergone surgery for a lung tumor and had had half of her left lung removed, and she had had a partial removal of the brain tumor, the esthesioneuroblastoma. And even before that surgery, however, her lung cancer had further metastasized to the lymph nodes. So this woman was really quite sick. And in 2003, there was no further treatment available by the standard medical establishment for her type of lung cancer, and it was well established that the median survival time with this kind of cancer would be just under 2 years. In other words, almost everybody with this cancer would be dead within 2.5 years, and a substantial number of people with this type of cancer would be dead within 1.5 years. So the median in between that was 2 years. And this woman came to the Brzezinski treatment at a time when Dr. Brzezinski was overseas lecturing at a medical congress, but she was seen by one of the doctors that works for Dr. Brzezinski in his clinic. And she was treated using Dr. Brzezinski's drug, sodium phenylbutyrate, which is certified by the Food and Drug Administration, and which inside the patient's body is converted in the liver to chemicals that are identical to those in one of Dr. Brzezinski's antineoplastins, one of these peptides that he uses. As a result of her treatment at the Brzezinski clinic, her brain tumor shrunk by 50%, and she survived over 6 years. Remember, the median survival is 2 years, so she lived three times as long as that. And she lived 6 years instead of dying in 2 years, and the tumor shrinkage was independently reviewed and confirmed by an outside board-certified radiologist that does not work for Brzezinski. Now, the Texas Medical Board wanted to sanction Dr. Brzezinski for using his treatment on her, and they called this another example of substandard care. Both of these cases were brought against him at the same time, and Dr. Brzezinski was offered the chance to keep his medical license in a plea bargain, essentially, by the medical board. He could keep his medical license if he stopped using his treatment. And he said, of course not. And so the medical board pursued this case from 2008 right up on into the early part of this year, more than 4 years. Finally, Brzezinski's lawyers went to the Texas State Board of Administrative Hearings to appeal the fact that the Texas Medical Board was going on and on with this proceeding. And the Texas Office of Administrative Hearings assigned a three-judge panel to hear this case, and they heard the particulars of the case, of the two cases that I have just given to you, and they basically laughed this off. They said this has no merit at all.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Amalia.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. for your free consultation and no-obligation quote. Give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Tom Elias. We're talking about Dr. Brzezinski and the coordinated effort to suppress his treatment that cures cancer in many instances. Not in all instances, but far better than anything else, the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, which we carry. We have a four-tape set on Dr. Brzezinski and my interviews with him and with Tom and with other people who tried to get the treatments, and certainly all the efforts that organized medicine has gone to suppress an effective treatment for cancer. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. So once the Texas Office of Administrative Hearings threw out this latest case against Dr. Brzezinski, the Texas Medical Board can't renew it. If they want to go after Dr. Brzezinski again, they're going to have to find some other patients. But essentially, all these years, they've been persecuting Brzezinski for having the effrontery to treat people, give them longer lives and more comfortable lives than the standard medical treatments can provide. And they call that substandard care, and that's just absurd. But now, at the same time as all these legal proceedings have gone on over the last several decades, and these proceedings have now all ended, at least for the moment. There are no legal proceedings going on against Dr. Brzezinski at all right now. He's free and clear of any hassles with the FDA and the Texas Medical Board right now. For the first time in almost 30 years. I mean, it's really incredible what this man has been put through and over what an extended period of time. But at the same time as all that was going on, there was an increased scientific understanding was being developed of how Dr. Brzezinski's drug works. It turns out that Dr. Brzezinski's drug is a kind of a genetic switch. Research at the Johns Hopkins University has determined, you'll find this in all the medical literature, but research at Hopkins, completely independent of Brzezinski, determines that one of the main causes of cancer, in fact, it's the principal cause of 65% of all cancers, is a malfunction of something called the P53 tumor suppressor gene. Now, this is simpler than it seems. The P53 gene is a gene that sits on position 53 of the P chromosome. That's why it has the name P53. And this is a gene that has the effect of backing up the immune system against cancer by forcing tumor cells to divide and die. In other words, in the human body, we have constant new cells being developed. In other words, every cell in your body splits periodically, and one of those cells dies off and the other one lives on. And this is a process that's called apoptosis. And the dead cells are washed away in the bloodstream and filtered out by the kidneys, and they come out in the urine. But if the P53 tumor suppressant gene isn't working, then that process of cell division and death of half the cells no longer goes on and you get uncontrolled growth. You get cells continue to divide, so you get more and more cells. But if half of them don't die off naturally, then you get tumors developing, because that's what a tumor is uncontrolled growth of cells, uncontrolled multiplication of cells. That's why they grow so fast. How does the drug turn the tumor suppressor gene back on? Well, it turns out that the most common mechanism by which these genes work is a process called methylation, hypermethylation and demethylation. There's a group of chemicals, it's known as the methyl groups, and these chemicals will coat a gene. And when they coat it, it basically suffocates a gene and doesn't allow it to work. This is what happens in the fetus. For instance, when the fetus grows a heart, and then the gene that produces a heart in the fetus causes you to grow a heart, it needs to be turned off, or you'd have two hearts or three hearts after a time. Or you'd have an extra large heart, which would be unhealthy, and the human body couldn't survive with it. So what happens is this gene gets covered by methyl groups and turned off at a certain point. And if we could ever figure out how to turn that gene back on, and which particular gene that was, we don't know that yet, then instead of needing heart transplants, people with defective hearts would be able to grow a new organ of their own. This is probably the way of the future for organ replacements, by the way. This is going to happen, and it will happen within the next few decades, but we can't be sure of the exact timing of this. But in any case, with cancers, we know that if we can turn on the tumor suppressor gene, and we know specifically which gene that is, that's the P53 gene, if we can target that gene and demethylate it, get the methyl groups off of it, the tumor suppressor gene will start working again, and the cancer will be destroyed. And what happens, it turns out, is that the defects of the P53 tumor suppressor gene, Hopkins discovered, are associated with 65% of all cancers. Now, by an odd coincidence, Brzezinski's overall success rate, in other words, the rate at which his drug draws a response from all cancers it's been tried against, is about 65%. And that's because of its effect on this methylation, hypermethylation, and demethylation process. We know this because back in the 1970s, when Dr. Brzezinski was working under the famed cardiologist, Dr. Michael DeBakey at Baylor University School of Medicine in Houston. That's what his drug did in the test tubes. It would dissolve methyl groups away.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much. Talk to you later. Appreciate everything you do to get the truth out.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Seroptimist International of Fort Collins reminds everyone there tends to be a severe blood supply shortage at this time of year. Roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Give the gift of blood. This message from Seroptimist International of Fort Collins in Fort Collins. For information, call 970-988-0563. That's 970-988-0563. Or visit online at fortnet.org/SIFC. That's fortnet.org/SIFC.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592, and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and basically, if you have not read the book, we carry it. It's called The Pazinski Breakthrough. We have a four-tape set on Pazinski, and just you call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and you can certainly order the book, The Pazinski Breakthrough, and you can order the four tape set on this subject. It's vitally important. It may be available on CD. I'm not certain, but you'll have to call and ask. But it's vitally important you understand there are effective treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed. There are a number of effective treatments for cancer. We carry another book called Cancer Out of the Box. It goes into all the other treatments that are actively suppressed and why. They want to kill off large parts of our population. People say that's crazy. Well, we live in a world gone mad, and if you haven't seen my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, the DVD, it's well worthwhile getting, and there's a syllabus that goes with that, that actually you can get without the syllabus or with the syllabus, but we give you so much documentation, and we give you the writings of the people on the other side who talk about the necessity of killing off large parts of the world's population. Ladies and gentlemen, we create wars. One of the reasons for creating unnecessary wars is to kill large parts of people. We kill between 500,000 and a million people in Iraq because George Bush assured us that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, knowing full well that all had been transferred to Syria where those weapons are today. So he lied, and he killed between 500,000 and a million people. But George W. Bush is part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. His father, remember the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Bilderbergers, Skull and Bones, a secret satanic organization, certainly the Bohemian Grove, which is a Luciferian organization, where they actually have a ceremony every year where they bow before a replica of Satan and they carry out a feigned human sacrifice. This is not imaginary. These things really go on today. We have four tape sets on the Skull and Bones. We have four tape sets on the Bohemian Grove. We have my talk on population control, the covert agenda. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You must understand we're up against organized evil, and they have something else on plan today. Certainly they're making plans underground. They have underground facilities where they are going to go when this terrible cataclysmic event takes place. It's coming. I don't know what it is, but it's coming. And if you doubt that they have their underground facilities, I mean, I've talked to people personally. The fellow was publisher of the Sonoma newspaper, a friend of ours we interviewed many years ago, who actually had tracked down one of these up in the Santa Rosa area. But go off on the Internet and type in YouTube Jesse Ventura underground bases. YouTube, Jesse Ventura underground bases, you'll find what I'm telling you is true. They really are there, over 100 of them, massive supplies of food and ammunition, preparing for the difficult episode that's coming, which is going to decimate our population. We're talking about you and your family, ladies and gentlemen. Don't take what I say. Understand there really are people who want to kill off most of the people in the world. We have a great four-tape set. Why do we still have cancer? We have a four-tape set on Laetrile. There are lots of treatments for cancer being actively suppressed today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But the book on Brzezinski, the Brzezinski Breakthrough, the four-tape set, are pivotal to understanding this is just part of this overall genocidal program which is targeted you and your family. Oh, so this is Dr. Stan. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to us 24 hours a day. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor would like to take this time to say thank you to all of the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most dependable force. And to those heroes back home from missions abroad, you know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing.